AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Secretary of State Kerry personally pleaded with House Republicans and Democrats on Monday to give the Obama administration more room to negotiate a final nuclear deal with Iran. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
We're going to make sure that every member of Congress who wants one can get a classified briefing from Secretary Kerry, who is leading the negotiations, from Secretary Moniz, who is one of the foremost nuclear experts in the world who's involved in these negotiations.
But several lawmakers say they're skeptical, and a bill to give Congress a say about a deal gained momentum. A Senate panel votes later Tuesday on the idea. Another Republican has thrown his hat into the presidential ring, Senator Marco Rubio telling supporters in Miami.
Tonight, grounded by the lessons of our history, but inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for president of the United States.
The Cuban-American says the election is a choice between the haves and the have-nots, nodding to his own upbringing by working-class parents. Democrat Hillary Clinton plans to hold her first campaign events in Iowa this week. Former NFL running back Lawrence Phillips may have gotten himself into even more trouble inside California's Kern Valley State Prison, where he's serving a 31-year sentence.
Prison officials in Central California say that Lawrence Phillips, they suspect over the weekend that he is responsible in his cellmate's death. His cellmate was found early Saturday to unresponsive and later a hospital pronounced dead.
AP correspondent Scott Smith. Jody Arias was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 2008 murder of her boyfriend. Her attorney is Jennifer Wilmot.
She feels good. She's ready for the next part of her life.
Three sisters of victim Travis Alexander had tearfully urged the judge to impose the harshest penalty available against Arias. This is AP Radio News. A manhunt is underway for the suspect in a fatal shooting at Wayne Community College in Goldsboro, North Carolina.
The suspect's name is Kenneth Morgan Stansel, age 20, white male. We ask anyone that has any information relating to this to give us a call.
Sheriff Larry Pierce says the former community college student fatally shot a campus print shop director that had recently fired him, just as his old boss arrived for work Monday morning. How'd you like to have a mountain lion living under your house? Workers installing a security system in a home in the Los Feliz area of Los Angeles encountered the cougar in a crawl space. State wildlife officials are trying to coax him out, apparently not too concerned about their safety.
What we do affects his behavior. On his own, he's not very dangerous, unless you're a deer or a rabbit or something.
The cougar has a red ear tag and appears to be a known cat, P22, who normally lives in nearby Griffith Park. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.